Good morning. This is your Mortgage Minute with Corey Moser, and I am your host. And can you believe it? We're back after a long break. It's been a long time since we were a part of the program, and I am going to try my best to try and make a very short recording each morning so that we can have a quick update about the mortgage market, where rates are headed, maybe some advice, some counsel for you home buyers, for people considering refinances, you real estate agents, and also other mortgage professionals. This show is for you, and we're glad you're a part of the program, and thank you for coming along and listening to us today. What we're going to talk about today is a little bit about whether you should wait to buy a home or if now is the right time to buy. And I know some of you have been out there. It's been crazy. The market is insane. You've tried to make an offer on multiple homes, and in each case, you found that your offer is being bid out by cash buyers or other people out there that may have a more attractive offer than what you can offer. But the reality is that the market is softening a little bit. There is more inventory available. So if you can be patient through the process, continue to work with your real estate agent and watch the market closely, you may have an opportunity here soon to find something. And with rates at historic lows, right now we're still at historic lows. Rates have remained low for the last couple of years, which has been insane. But that gives you better affordability in purchasing a home. Now, today on our Facebook page, we're posting a story about a couple of reasons why waiting a year to buy a home could cost you more money. So the question to ask, maybe two questions to ask, what will home prices be like in 2022? And what will rates be at the end of 2022? Well, if we want to put some weight on what Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and the Mortgage Bankers Association suggest, they say, Freddie Mac says that home prices will continue to increase next year by approximately 5.3%. Fannie Mae says about 5.1%, and the Mortgage Bankers Association says about 8.4%. I don't know which of those would be correct or if any of them will be, but if you look at the average of about 6.27%, and let's say your home today may cost you around $350,000, well, that type of an appreciation on a home next year would suggest the same home would go for around $372,000. So you would end up spending about $22,000 more for a home next year. Well, now let's take into consideration what may happen with mortgage rates. So today's 30-year rates, on average, are around 2.8, maybe 2.9% with most lenders out there. Well, Freddie Mac suggests that by the end of next year, rates will be around 3.8%. Fannie Mae suggests they may be around 3.2%. And the Mortgage Bankers Association suggests 4.2%. So if you look at the average of that, of approximately 3.7% increase, that's a significant difference over where we're at right now. So if you haven't, if you're not in the market to purchase a home, but maybe you own a home, you have some debt that you are looking at that maybe should be consolidated, maybe you're in a place where you need to do some home improvements, or you want to invest money into something like a 401k or other type of vehicle that may provide you a better return than what you may pay out on a mortgage, now might be the time to actually capitalize on that. So if we look at where things are at currently, let's say a home value of around $350,000 and maybe a 2.86% rate, that would suggest your mortgage payment this year would be around $1,900. If that same home goes up next year by about 6.27%, that same home will cost you $372. And if we look at what the average suggestion of rates may be next year of 3.7%, that mortgage payment would be around $2,160, maybe $2,170 a month. So that's a pretty significant increase overall in payment. that changes your affordability of what you may qualify for now versus next year. So it may be a very good time to consider moving forward on something now, working with a good real estate agent who can watch that market closely for you for any homes that may come available. As far as market news and what happened recently, well, the Federal Reserve met yesterday and they gave us some indications about what is happening in the market and what their worries and concerns would be. Initially, it did not have a major effect on interest rates. In fact, the market remained relatively calm for the remainder of the day. Today, not so much the case. Mortgage and treasuries opened weaker this morning and rates have moved a little bit higher. Jobless claims data was higher than estimates and the bond yields have moved higher this morning, mostly due to a delayed reaction to the yesterday's Fed meeting. Tomorrow, what you can anticipate will be released is new home sales data, which can always create some volatility in the market, and another speech from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Now, in yesterday's speech, they indicated that the big risk of the event was always going to be the biggest risk in the market is what the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, what their meeting would be about. They didn't change rates or announce an official start date to tapering on asset purchases, but they did acknowledge that a moderation in the fast pace of asset purchases may soon be warranted in the event of continued progress towards the Fed's goals. So in a unanimous vote, the FOMC agreed that economic activity continues to strengthen, inflation continues to rise, but will be transitory, and risks to the economic outlook persist. So what does that mean for us? What does it mean in layman's terms? It means that the much anticipated taper of Treasury and mortgage securities purchases could begin as soon as November and be completed by the middle of 2022. Well, when the Federal Reserve begins to taper their purchase of mortgage-backed securities and treasuries, that would suggest an increase in mortgage rates. During his press conference, Fed Chair Powell said that inflation is expected to remain at an elevated level for months before moderating, and that a formal tapering announcement could be made at the next meeting, which means that the Fed could begin scaling back asset purchases as soon as November. He did stress that does not mean a countdown to changing from zero interest rates should begin, but updated quarterly projections indicated that officials are now evenly split on whether or not to increase the federal funds rate as soon as next year. So good information out there also kind of gives you an idea of the speculative concern how they'll be drawing back on mortgage-backed security purchases, which will often suggest an increase in mortgage rates, which goes in line with what we had to say today. That's all we have for today. I hope you'll join us tomorrow, and we'll post this on our Facebook pages. We'll try and share this information. Subscribe to the show if you'd like to. I know you can ask for the Mortgage Minute with Corey Moser on your Alexa devices and other things there to stay in tune with our program. But thanks again for being a part of the show, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.